This is Tennessee State District 57 Representative Susan Lynn's legislative update for February 27, 2026. In this photo, you can see that Tennessee State District 57 Representative Susan Lynn was presented with a 10 for Tennessee award for HB 1153 to require local boards of education to establish a program to provide free school breakfast and lunch to disadvantaged students, and subject to funding, this bill would require the state to reimburse Lees for providing such free breakfast and lunches after all federal funds have been applied. DHS addresses SNAP cost share changes, summer nutrition. Federal policy changes and summer nutrition programs were center stage as Tennessee Department of Human Services Commissioner Clarence Carter and his team presented their budget proposals this week. A major focus of the presentation was the upcoming changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program administrative cost share under President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill. Beginning in fiscal year 2027, Tennessee will cover 75% of administrative costs, with the federal government paying 25%. Currently, that cost is split evenly between the state and federal government. As of January, DHS serves more than 600,000 Tennesseans through SNAP. Based on a review of the last 9 months, the department estimates the new cost share structure to cost the state approximately $58 million over the same time period. The OBB also increased accountability standards for states. Tennessee reported a 9% error rate in 2025 and needs to be below 6% to avoid sharing benefits costs, which are currently fully funded by the federal government. I will tell you, we are pushing a boulder up a hill, but we are working very diligently to do it, Carter said of the department's efforts to improve payment accuracy and strengthen oversight. Participation data shows DHS has already reduced its SNAP caseloads by more than 43,000 and 100,000 individuals since November. Carter also highlighted efforts to ensure no child goes hungry this summer while schools are not in session. Last year, the department distributed $120 payments to students' families in counties that were unserved or underserved by the traditional summer meal programs. DHS is requesting $3 million to maintain those direct payments and $5 million to support sponsors and community partners for non-federally reimbursable expenses. The commissioner also outlined roughly $5 million in budget reductions achieved through lowering administrative costs and negotiating contracts with their call center while maintaining the same level of service to Tennessee families. Department hopes to expand mental health treatment and support. In its budget presentation, the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services highlighted targeted investments aimed at expanding treatment access, recovery supports, and community-based care. Commissioner Marie Williams opened the presentation by reporting a more than 30% decline in overdose deaths and continued expansion of behavioral health services across rural communities. Project Rural Recovery now serves 20 counties, while a statewide criminal justice liaison program has connected more than 16,000 individuals in jails with services. School-based behavioral health liaisons currently support more than 23,000 children and families annually. Notable funding proposals included a $3 million recurring request from the K-12 Mental Health Trust Fund to add up to 43 behavioral health liaisons to schools across the state. A $5 million non-recurring proposal would expand supportive housing by 100 beds through the Creating Homes Initiative for individuals with mental illness or substance use disorders returning from incarceration. Additional proposals include $2 million for addiction recovery services, $3 million to sustain and expand rural mobile clinics to 30 counties, $1.7 million to complete the Behavioral Health Scholarship Workforce Pipeline, and $2 million from 10 care shared savings to increase treatment capacity. The budget also includes $1 million for clinician supervision and workforce development, $5 million for gambling addiction services, $4 million for community mental health grants, and smaller recurring grants supporting prevention organizations. Agency officials reported an increase in demand for inpatient services following recent legal changes expanding access to treatment. State facilities are near capacity, with about 602 of 763 licensed beds currently operating and evaluation wait times averaging roughly 98 to 112 days. The department indicated that additional staffing and facility expansion would be needed to reduce wait times. Bills on notice. HB 413. This bill authorizes a patient with a severe chronic disease or terminal illness to access and a physician to recommend investigational stem cell treatment, requires the Commissioner of Health to promulgate rules to, among other things, list the medical conditions that constitute a qualifying severe chronic disease or terminal illness. HB 1797. This bill adds the governing body of a local education agency and any other local governing body of a public body with the authority to make binding decisions or the ability to appropriate funds to the list of governing bodies that are required to make meeting agendas available to the public in advance of such meetings. This excludes nonprofits, HB 1553. This bill removes the filing fee that must be paid to the Secretary of State to file articles of termination of corporation existence, increases the number of days after a person ceases solicitation activities after registration with the Secretary of State from 30 to 90% that the person has to notify the Secretary of State, keeps the requirement that a charitable organization that ceases solicitation activity and received in excess of $1 million in gross revenue during the most recently completed fiscal year include an audited financial statement and forms required to be filed by a charitable organization with the United States Internal Revenue Service, with the organization's notice to the Secretary of State that the organization ceased solicitation activities, HB 1160. This bill requires any healthcare provider authorized to prescribe psychotropic medications defined broadly to include antidepressants, antipsychotics, anxiolytics, hypnotics, stimulants, benzodiazepines, and hormonal medications whose primary purpose is to alter a person's physical appearance or sexual characteristics present at birth to do two main things before issuing a prescription. Give the patient a written warning detailing all known risks and adverse reactions of the drug or drug class, plus the risks of polypharmacy. If no safety data exists for a specific combination, the warning must explicitly say so. The provider must review the warning with a patient guardian and obtain a signed acknowledgement that is kept in the medical record. Report any serious adverse event that occurs while the patient is taking or withdrawing from the medication to the FDA's MedWatch program within 15 business days. And retain proof of the report in the patient's file, HB 1159. This bill requires a voter to designate on the voter registration record a political party with which the voter is affiliated in order to vote in primary elections for such political party.